What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, amazing people. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of ADHD wisdom and real talk. Today we're diving into something super crucial, especially if you're rocking that neurodivergent brain, building a rock-solid support system for ADHD success. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, I get it. ADHD can make life feel like one epic circus act sometimes, and trust me, having the right support crew can be the difference between gracefully acing that tightrope walk or face planting into the sawdust. So, why is this so important? Because let's be real, we ADHD folks are brilliant, creative, energetic beings, but we also tend to thrive when we have people who get us, understand our quirks, and can offer a helping hand, or sometimes just a virtual high five, when things get tough. Now, before you go picturing a massive crew of adoring fans chanting your name, remember that a strong support system doesn't necessarily mean a huge entourage. It's about quality over quantity, finding those individuals who genuinely lift you up, encourage your unique talents, and provide a safe space to be yourself. Even when that self is feeling like a chaotic hurricane in a teacup. Okay, let's break this down into five key takeaways that can help you build that powerhouse support network. First off, understand your needs. What kind of support are you craving? Are you looking for someone to brainstorm with, bounce ideas off, or simply listen without judgment when your brain is going on overdrive? Identifying your specific needs will help you find the right people for your team. Ever feel like you're explaining ADHD to everyone as if it were a new invention every 5 minutes? Having a support system who understands ADHD can save you from that constant explanation overload and create a space where you truly feel seen and heard. Next, don't be afraid to reach out. This might seem obvious, but sometimes the hardest part is actually putting yourself out there and connecting with people. Think about your existing network, friends, family, colleagues, online communities. Are there any individuals who seem like they could become valuable allies in this ADHD journey? Third, prioritize open communication. Let your support system know what you need, how they can best help you, and don't be afraid to ask for specific things. Remember, effective communication is a two-way street. Actively listen to their needs as well, building a genuine connection based on mutual understanding and support. Now, let's talk about celebrating wins, big or small. ADHD brains often get caught in the loop of focusing on what hasn't been accomplished yet. Having a support system who cheers you on for every step forward, no matter how seemingly insignificant, can be incredibly motivating and help shift your perspective to one of progress and accomplishment. You're conquering the world one ADHD-fueled step at a time. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for professional help if needed. Therapists, coaches, and support groups specializing in ADHD can offer valuable guidance, tools, and strategies tailored to your specific challenges. Think of these professionals as expert navigators who can help you chart your course through the sometimes turbulent waters of living with ADHD. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine this, you've got a big project due at work, and your brain feels like it's running on dial-up internet. Sounds familiar? Now picture this. You reach out to a friend who knows your ADHD journey well. They offer to check in regularly, hold you accountable, and celebrate every milestone along the way. That simple act of connection can transform that overwhelming project into a manageable challenge, turning, "I'm drowning in deadlines," into, "Let's crush this together." So, remember these key takeaways. Understand your needs, reach out actively, communicate openly, celebrate wins, and don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. Building a support system isn't about weakness. It's about strength. The strength to recognize our needs, embrace vulnerability, and connect with others who empower us to thrive. You are capable of amazing things. Remember that, and remember, you're not alone on this journey. Now go out there. Build your support system and rock that ADHD life. See you in tomorrow's episode for more tips, tricks, and real talk about navigating the world with an awesomely unique brain like ours.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.